Welcome to the fourth episode of The Peas in the Podcast, where we discuss trends and provide commentary on media and social justice issues, as well as personal life experiences. The podcast is hosted by Starlisha, Jameer, and Daphne. The pods are the articles and stories that are abuzz in our society and culture, and the peas are our own thoughts and takes on those concepts. Today, we will have David Shrum as our first guest this season while we discuss today's topic of interracial dating.
Woo!
Yay!
My name's David Shrum. I was born and raised here in Lancaster, and Star is the first black girl I'm dating.
Whoa! Okay, you know what? Y'all can just skip my whole topic, because I want to hear that.
So, David, what do you do? What's your day job?
I work at a lab, doing work with soil and water. It's all really environmental science-y stuff.
Do you like it?
I do like it, yeah.
Nice.
David's the scientist and I'm the artist. He's talented and funny and knows a lot more about hip-hop than I do.
And watches Desus and Mero, thank you.
I knew you had to bring that up.
You know I was going to bring it up. You knew damn well I was going to bring it up. I've been saying this shit for how many months now?
I know. So bad.
Did she ever watch it? David, did she ever see it?
What, Desus and Mero?
Yeah.
I don't watch it that much.
No, did she watch
it? No.
The face you made. She was
fake. Fake. I'm a fraud. I'm a total fraud. It's fine. So I guess that's a little bit about David. I guess I'll just launch right into my topic.
Boom.
So just kind of want to give a little bit of a background. There's an anecdote, there's some statistics, so just hang in there with me. A long time ago, in a land far away, there was a girl named Starlisha who would continually say, in her best Valley girl voice, "I don't know, I just feel like black guys don't really like me." It felt like a revolutionary statement. Here I was, in the middle of nowhere, Pennsylvania, surrounded by cows and white country boys, and maybe four black dudes, and only the white country guys showed interest. There was one boy, let's call him Justin, because that was his name he went by back then, and he was always the other black kid in my class. I remember one time someone in our class said, "You two should date," and we looked at each other. I think we both knew why the student was saying this, but of course, being kids, one of us had to ask. The classmate responded, "Because you're both black."
At least they were honest.
It's like they do it to redheads too. It's always like, "You guys, you both have red hair,"
right?
And like, match made.
Yeah.
Like, what?
So that's superficial. But like, as a kid, that is a good enough reason to date someone just because your skin color was the same, right? It's child logic at its finest. So anyway, Justin and I grew up, and he grew into a fine young man. He was...
Yeah.
He was our star running back. He was an honor student. He ran track. And he had a smile that gave Michael B. Jordan a run for his money.
Where's Justin now?
I'll get to that.
He's just single.
Throughout high school, he dated a beautiful girl named Danielle, and she's biracial. And I think they were maybe...
Wait a minute, hold on. Are we putting all these people's business on blast without...
No. No, it's
okay,
fine.
Cool.
Because they were like homecoming queen or king or something. I don't know, snowball princess and whatever.
Somebody born in high school.
Popularity concerts, totally fine. Contests, totally fine. They both won. I know they broke up during college sometime, but they stayed friends. But I lost contact with Justin. And we recently became Facebook friends, and I now see that he's going by his proper, very black first name, and he has married a white girl named Danielle, which is the name of the girl he dated all through high school. They have a very adorable baby and seem to be doing well, and he actually lives kind of in my area. I don't know if we had like mutual Lancaster friends and we kind of found each other again, but he sent me a friend request last year and I was like, oh, Jay. And then I was like, oh, he's going by like his first name now, which I think is interesting. Anyway, so my point to this little anecdote is that from a very early age, black men seemed unattainable to me. For whatever reason, was always my explanation. My sister said it was because I didn't brush my hair and it was, quote, always looking crazy. Which is not entirely true, but it's also not entirely false. But that's a completely different topic. We'll have to do a whole hair episode sometime. That would be great. OkCupid did a study, and the data I'm going to be referring to is from 2014. They first did the study, I think, in 2009, and then they watched the trend for the next 5 years, so 2014. It's heavy, and it's very numbery, and, like, it was colorful and put into a chart, so I'm going to try to break it down simply.
We'll provide links.
We will definitely provide all these links, because it's fascinating and heartbreaking. So, I'm just only, the whole study was that black women and Asian men are, quote unquote, the least desirable to date on OkCupid or dating apps in general, but I'm really only going to be focusing on the black women aspect of it. So, black women are rated negative 20% less attractive than the average woman. When being rated by Asian men. So I'll say it again so we can all catch it. Black women on dating apps generally are rated negative 20% less attractive.
Which, how do you get to negative 20?
Than the average,
like, they
should have
just
woman.
Said zero. Like, you couldn't even just say like zero.
I mean, why?
Like, they against y'all. I would have respected the zero more than negative 20.
Negative 20% less attractive than the average woman when being rated by Asian men. We are considered, Daphne, hang on to your hat on this one because you're gonna hate it. We are considered 1% more attractive than the average woman when being rated by black men.
One?
One.
Yo! Okay, wait, hold on. It's like the standard... For everybody else, like, in these low, like, negative numbers?
No.
Like, that's...
The other charts, so, like...
They're in, like, the 40s and 50%?
No, I don't think anything was, like, over 50% except for maybe white women and white men.
Maybe it's just the fact that it's from OkCupid. Because I feel like only a certain type of black person would use OkCupid.
That's facts, yo.
See,
like, we'd be on Tinder.
We got SoulSwipe out here, yo. Y'all better stop.
It's like Tinder, SoulSwipe.
Where's
my
data for SoulSwipe?
I don't know.
That's my hope and my prayers. Because when you said 1%, I'm like, damn.
Right?
-20, nigga. -20.
So.
Like, y'all might as well not try.
How do you get to -20? I thought it stopped at zero. Like.
So this is on average. This is. Attractiveness on average, more or less than attractiveness, more or less than the average woman in general.
And the average woman is,
the
I assume, a white woman?
Woman. Of course, you know,
yeah.
Becky's always the standard.
No, okay, well, it would make sense because I think America's what, like 60% like 60
it's
something
white.
Percent white, yeah,
it's white.
And then when you count like white Latino people, it's probably closer to 70. So, like, it makes sense that the average woman is seen as white. But, that negative 20 is wow.
Negative 20 is drawing.
The 1% is drawing.
Right, exactly.
You know how black men do.
So.
I feel hurt, right? But. Only
get
for
the
a little.
Get your people, Jameer. Get your
only
people.
Only for a little attack.
Those are all your boys.
Get your brothers.
My brothers.
Okay, so when being rated by Latino men, we are considered negative 18% less attractive than the average woman.
Ew. Okay, are we like the only people in negatives?
No, there are other ones. Asian men and Asian women. But this was the one that jumped, obviously the one that jumped out to me the most. And then when being rated by white men, black women are considered negative 17% less attractive than the average woman.
So basically, black dudes are saving us by 1%.
Are they, though? Are they? Are they?
Everybody else got us deep in the negatives.
Yeah.
See, at least we kept you on the positive. You know what I'm saying?
Shut the fuck up, Jimmy. You got me really into shit. 1% ain't enough, nigga. 1%. Nobody liked the 1% or 2% milk. We like the whole milk.
Ew, you drink whole milk?
Yikes.
Yikes. You live on the wild side. Okay. They said whole milk kills more than sharks or something. I see the commercial. I said.
God.
So, I mean, I'm a theater person. I'm not a stats or a math person, but it does not take an A- GPA to figure out that all of these dudes on OkCupid find black women less attractive overall than women of other races. Stereotypes mm-hmm. and assumptions play into this a lot. And we've talked about this before. We talked about this on our last episode. Black men. No, sorry. Men observing a black woman who doesn't meet their vision of blackness and saying things like, you're cute for a black girl, or saying, that's classy for her, or you're beautiful, what are you mixed with? Implying that black is only beautiful if it's diluted by whiteness. But over an app, none of these things are easily said, and of course they shouldn't be said ever out loud. Over an app, you can look at a picture and say, she's black. She's probably sassy and ghetto and has a baby daddy. Automatic swipe left. We've all done it. I used to swipe left on cops 100% of the time, even if he was the hottest dude to ever wear that uniform.
Like, wait, he has a badge? Mm-mm. Don't do badges. No.
Well...
I mean, we all have our thing, right? Like, we all have the thing that we're attracted to. We all have a thing that turns us off, not necessarily sexually, but, like, personality, whatever. And I admit that I have swiped left on black dudes because of my own implicit bias, which I think is an important thing to land on for a moment. Just a friendly reminder for those of you who are, like, implicit bias and you're reaching to, like, Google it, I'll help you out a little bit. It isn't... Just this one time, though. That's it. Everything else you can Google yourself.
Otherwise, everything else, they have to go Google's to my PayPal. Free.
That's right. Any other information, you can PayPal me. $10. Thanks.
I do have a Cash App.
Also, if you want me to go back to Africa, please fund my trip.
I accept food stamps.
Hit that GoFundMe.
So, implicit bias isn't always outright racism. It's something that is so deeply ingrained in us that it's hard to escape. White equals pure. We all remember the Dove ad of 2017 that set everyone's hair on fire. And black equals bad. But I think there's a very fine line between accosting a black man on the street by calling him a nigger and crossing to the opposite side of the street while clutching your purse when you see a group of black men on the sidewalk ahead of you. I think the media, of course, here we are, has constantly been feeding us images of black folks in unfavorable ways. Welfare queens and thugs. Who would ever want to date us, right? So.
Damn Rachel Dolezal. Oh. Stealing food stamps and shit.
Yo.
Yeah, we should fight her.
That woman.
She only turned black so she could fulfill all her stereotypical dreams. That's
with the quick weaves, the food stamps.
It's.
So that braided hair done got her edges all fucked up.
Mm-hmm. She ain't gonna have any hair left.
Don't worry. She'll be 102 in like 2 weeks.
So I think one thing that happens, correct me if I'm wrong. Jimmy, are you on any dating apps? Is that personal?
I'm on Tinder.
You're on Tinder? Okay. So I think some of us might... I think some of us might put on our respectability politics pants to a point while online dating. I know I've done it.
Do you think... Okay, sorry to cut you off, sorry.
No, it's okay.
But do you think that, like, dating apps lead to more interracial interactions than normally
oh, for, that's
would
for
have.
Sure.
Funny you
that's
should
for
ask
sure.
that question because there's a statistic for that too.
Oh God.
But that one was much more academic, and I was like, well, I was like reading it at work today, and I was like, I can't make heads or tails of this. But I believe so, yes, and I put that in the links as well. We'll put that in the links.
Okay.
Yes, because the world is changing. Like, I don't think Tinder or OkCupid is going to solve millennial racism, right? Like, we're not going to ungentrify Brooklyn because Jack swiped right on Lakeisha and they had a summit.
Well, her name gotta be Lakeisha. You know her name, definitely Latonya.
Latonya, Latoya, Latifa. That's my sister's name.
You know,
Latifah.
All of those names are French. Yeah, if you add la or lay before it, right? I think I want to say
no.
I want to say Latifa no. has something to do with light.
No, you're making things up.
No, that's real.
You're making things up.
It's
like
real.
Those names.
It's real.
You're making it up.
It's
there's
real.
A lot of there's
it's
a
French.
Lot of Arabic names that black people use, but those are not French names. That's
what about French Creole? Daphne.
Yeah, it's they're
those are not historically French names.
No, like Letitia. I think Letitia is definitely French.
Like Letitia,
yeah,
Wright?
Like Letitia Wright, the way that's
because
spelled,
she's
but like
African,
yeah,
British.
Yes, that.
Mm-hmm. And when you say I don't know about Latonya.
Latavia.
All right, there you pushing it. You pushing.
I'm naming all of Destiny's Child, goddamn.
Beyonce,
that sounds kind of
anyway.
We do this all the time.
Yeah, I know.
It always fucking happens.
I know. And it's always hilarious. And this time has not failed me. As I was saying, yes, I think there's probably more interracial reaction on dating apps because of dating apps. Like, it's the nature of it. If you see... Okay. Yeah.
Can we get David's input on this? Because I haven't heard a word from him.
All right, so here's a statistic. 100% of my interracial relationship situations have come from dating apps.
Oh.
Because there's been one.
And it's me.
It's her.
Surprise. It's me.
Yeah.
He hit us with the real facts.
I don't know. I think that, like, dating apps could let you, like, expand your circle of people that you're talking to more, more than just, like, real life. I don't know, because, like, I know mostly white people. Like, I would tend to date white people, you know?
Oh, I see what you're saying.
So, yeah, like, you know, it could shed light on somebody that you might not generally go for, like, in real life.
And I think that is part of, that's to my point of being, like, the respectability politics. Like, I don't know many, I don't look at, like, women's dating profiles, you know? Like, I'm not swiping through the city girls. So I don't really know how black women choose to portray themselves on an app as opposed to how they are at home.
In real life.
Right, you know?
Do you think that it's like, I don't know how to word this, but like, Star, maybe you can answer this one. In regards to like, can I bring up this subject? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
If you're, like, if I'm talking to a black dude, I don't automatically go in with the assumption that he's the next Ben Carson.
Sure.
You know, I think I tend to think that he got some sense.
You don't like Ben Carson?
Boy, if you about to get these gifted hands if you don't shut the fuck up. So listen.
Y'all don't like anybody.
I kept quiet that whole time.
Right?
I didn't interrupt once.
I got... Yo, Samir!
You're about to catch these gifted hands!
Listen,
funny because that's the name of Ben Carson's book.
Oh my gosh, Alicia. So listen.
Which my parents have multiple copies of. Okay, continue.
That and Ta-Nehisi Coates.
Listen, it was before he went into politics. He was a cool dude, okay?
No, he really was, though.
I'm pretty sure he was the same dude he is now. We just now care.
Oh, man.
But anyways, I don't expect them to be Ben Carson. So when I interact with them, my conversations gear more towards, like, hey, what's your favorite food? Like, what do you like to do for fun? Stuff like that. Whereas, like, interracial dating is, like, especially in David's view, it's, like, the first, like, black girl you dated. So it's, like, how do you know what you can and can't say? Like, I'm not saying, like, you're gonna go out and say, like, nigga or something. I'm just saying, like, how do you know that you can approach a conversation outside of the, hey, what's your favorite food? Because, like, you are gonna have to eventually touch on it, like, hey, race. We live in America. That's gonna be a thing that comes up. Bloop, bloop, bloop. You know?
I think you can, as long as you can be honest with your partner, then you can bring up that kind of stuff, you know? I think that's just something that comes from being in a good relationship and an open relationship that communicates well.
But you don't have, like, that fear when you're, like, first meeting somebody? Because, like...
Yeah, obviously.
What if you dig a little too deep and you're like, wow, this person's great. And all of a sudden you're like, yeah, we're gonna meet up. You get back and it's like... Oh, wait a minute. You got the Confederate flag over your bed.
Oh my god.
This. Gotta go.
Bye. I'm trying to think.
How do you avoid that?
I was just smart enough to, like, figure out that she's talking to me, so she's probably into at least this white guy, so.
Right.
Like.
You know what, David? You want the something.
It's not that hard to figure out, right?
Like, usually when I show people my Confederate flag tattoos, they have questions. If you feel comfortable going out with somebody, y'all should be able to share your thoughts, at least on some key issues.
That's fair.
And, like, when y'all messaging back and forth, usually you can, like, you could pick vibes from people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, let's say if I swipe right on that Confederate flag girl, right, I'm positive that she isn't pro-choice. I'm also pretty positive that she probably isn't really for Black Lives Matter too. And she's probably against immigration.
I really can't say what people are anymore. So I'm just gonna I'm just gonna shut the whole fuck up. Cause you know, I used to have shit figured out, but now I don't know anymore. Maybe the sky is actually what we walk on and the ground is above our heads. I don't know.
So would you feel comfortable going out with somebody with a Confederate flag tattoo?
Bro, I'm still trying to figure out some shit right now.
Like, what if it was on the back of his neck, right? Like, you ain't see it until, like, y'all got to his room. And, like, he's setting up the bed or whatever. And you like, what is your tattoo
okay,
saying?
Okay, first of all, we jumped real far. Because first of all, I'm going to see that tattoo before I hop into anybody's bed.
I feel like seeing that tattoo would not be the first red flag.
But you're like, I had an Uber driver like that. Like, so I called the Uber. He came up. He had, like, all these, like, All Lives Matter stickers. And, like, it was, like, it's the American flag, but it's black. And they got a blue line going through it.
The blue lives matter flag.
Yeah.
So, oh.
Like, and, like, we just get
you know,
in.
I'm just going to sign out of this, guys. You guys can go on without me.
And I'm texting Jamal. I'm like, oh, my God.
Delete.
I think Daphne brings up a good point when she says that she's not sure who is what.
Oh.
A study in 2017 showed that interracial marriages were on the rise in line with the increasing popularity of online dating. And of course, because there are fewer people who are 100% white these days, which makes total sense to me. If I had one piece of advice to give someone in an interracial couple, it would be this. Live your life, but be aware that someone somewhere at some point is going to take issue with your relationship. And you should definitely prepare yourself for those moments. And if you find yourself deflecting that conflict because all that matters is me and my partner, then you're going to perpetuate stereotypes that people hold about your partner. And no one wants that. Just be open and be honest and be loving. And as Motormouth Maybelle says in Hairspray, you two better brace yourselves for a whole lot of ugly coming at you from a never-ending parade of stupid.
Well, that kind of leads me into my thing, man. This whole, like, do you two get it? Anybody who's ever interracially dated somebody, and I don't care if it's, like, with a white person, an Asian person, a Latin person, it's always... I feel like it's always happens to black people mostly, because I don't ever see it with, like, Asian and white people couples. Like, my friends, I never hear it from them. But it's always the, like, Nick's babies are so cute. Your kids are going to be so cute. And I'm like, yo, we dated for, like, a week. Like, I'm not thinking about producing nobody's baby in 9 months. Y'all giving that face. Well, y'all like giving that face.
I used to get that with my ex-fiance because we were going to get married and have kids. Like, that was the plan. So people were like, oh, your kids are going to be cute. And I'm like, yeah, because I'm cute. Like, duh. It was just like a duh thing to me. I don't think we've gotten that, have we? Because we don't...
I don't think so.
I don't want kids. And David has 3 stepkids.
Yep.
But, like, when you guys go out, like, people don't just come up to you and be like, oh, you guys are so cute. Your kids are going to be
mixed babies are so cute.
No, people don't do that.
Have mixed babies and racism.
Oh, my God. An ongoing occurrence.
My face doesn't exactly invite conversation. Like, I just look mean, so.
Same.
That might be a guy thing. Because I kid you not, my ex did the same thing. But, like, in fairness here, he was Vietnamese. And so, like, we would go places. I'll never forget, we went off a barbecue once, and this was, like, early stages of us dating, maybe, like, a month in. And, like, literally sitting there eating in this barbecue spot, and this white dude walks up to us, like, at our table, stops us from eating, and goes, I just want to let you guys know, y'all are a really cute couple. Like, this is great, man. This is great. Y'all are just really cute. Like, your kids are going to be cute. I just want to wish y'all the best, because y'all real cute. And I was just kind of like, huh? But I've always hated that, because it just feels so much like people can't be in interracial relationships without having to, like, bear the weight of being the, quote, cure for racism.
Have mixed, like, babies and racism.
Yeah, like, that shit. And people really been believing that. Like, the world will stop being racist when everybody's tan. And I'm like, no.
It'll just be a different kind of racist.
That's it. And, like, not everybody's going to be tan. Like,
Logic explicitly said that his mom called him the N-word before.
My thing with interracial dating is wearing that burden of, like, being people's go-to or fetish, or, like, oh, I want that because, like, that's different. It's like, no. They're just regular people dating, and occasionally they're crossing, like, cultures and stuff.
I think sometimes people are like, oh, preference versus fetish versus what you're into versus,
okay, I don't
kink
think
versus
personally
whatever.
Personally, I don't think you can have a racial preference. I feel like that is just utter, like, hogwash. And when people are like, it's just a preference, it's not, because you haven't literally met every single person of that race to be able to say that. Like, it just doesn't make any sense. You can have a preference. Like, I feel like if you have a preference for certain things, it's more in line biologically, where, like, I don't want to date a skinny, scraggly, sick-looking dude because, like, genetically, my body's just kind of like,
hell no.
This would be dangerous for offspring. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I think in terms of, like, I like tall people. I like short people. There's a standard uniform. Like, you're going to either be 6 foot something or you're going to be 5 foot something. Like, it's a standard that, like, you can branch off of, and you can say, like, I have a preference like this. Black people, white people, all types of people come in way too many different shades, hues, like, textured hair, all sort of shit, for you to be like, this is my one uniform thing that, like, I know, like, this is my preference. So I don't think that's there. The fetishization comes more in terms of, and I'll say this more, I'll do it like for Asian women because I hear guys say this a lot more. The fetishization is like, oh, Asian women are better because they're more docile and they're quiet and they're nicer and they're kinder. And
that it's yellow fever.
That is not a description of the vast majority, or even just, even if it was the vast majority, it's not a description for Asian women. Because it's putting this idea that this kind of trait is sexually appealing, but the reality of the trait is not true to that specific race.
Like, it's for every single Asian girl. Yes. Has to act like this.
Yes.
Like, no.
Because you haven't met them.
Have you met every single... Yeah.
Yeah. I think Donald Glover got caught up in that, too. And that's why, like, yeah, when people were saying how... I really didn't like that when people were like, oh, nobody was saying anything about Meghan Markle and Harry, which are all coming at Donald Glover. And I'm like, because Donald Glover said some problematic shit about Asian women in an interview. Mm-hmm. He openly fetishized them. And it was crazy because some Asian women were like, no, he didn't. You're just mad because he's bigging us up. And then some were like, no, he fucking fetishized us. And it's completely gross.
Yes.
Okay, question. Is this fair? Do you guys agree with this or disagree with this? Do you think that black people, and I'm only speaking to black people here, do you think that they accept black women dating other races more than they accept black men dating other races?
That's, yeah, it's true.
You think that?
Yes, definitely. Like,
Star?
Y'all
are really quiet over there.
I don't know.
Y'all are quiet as hell.
Okay, well, you said black people. So if you had broken that down and said, do you think black men XYZ, then I'd be like, oh, yeah.
No. I mean this for both.
Okay.
Like, when black men and black women see a black woman with a dude of a different race, do you think that they praise that more? Or do you think that, or do they lambast it more? Or are black people more accepting of black men dating other races or not accepting of it?
I think they are. I think they praise a black woman with a man of a different race, and they would be more harsh to criticize a black man because, well, your daddy didn't support his mom, support your mama, and now you're not supporting your sister, and blah blah blah. Like, you're like leaving your family out to dry by dating white women. But like, if a black girl dates a white guy, well, good for her, she's getting out of the hood.
Go ahead, sis.
Right?
I'm proud of you. Better leave Tyrone and get
and
you a
his
ten.
Sorry, right. Leave Tyrone and his sorry black ass, because he not supporting your ass anyway, and blah, blah, blah. So I feel like...
Yo, this is wild.
I mean, I...
That's exactly what the...
This is also like, my
every
assumption.
Time Serena puts a picture
yeah,
up...
Yeah, I ask your opinion.
When Serena puts a picture up with her and Alex Ohanian, whoever his last name
is... Yo, he's great, he's though. Hot. Can we just talk about how he...
Like, everybody in the comments was like... Everybody like, yeah, she better do that. Issa Rae said, we better lead these black men in the back.
Okay.
Go ahead.
All right.
Something.
All I remember is like, okay, I don't agree with any, like, either side, black women or black men, bashing the reverse, whatever. I don't agree with black women bashing black men for dating outside their race, and I don't agree with black men bashing black women for dating outside their race. However, I will say that the whole, like, Serena Williams and the Alexis Ohanian thing, like, that just, that was a whole lot of heat, because I remember a time when black men were like, she's mad muscular, she could take me out in a fight, she looks mad manly, this, that, and the third, were saying all this shit, and then right around the time where the media finally was giving her kudos and actually paying her more than fucking Sharapova, who should have never had a dime since Serena was whooping her ass for years. Anyway.
Like, what? How many years? What? That was
so
bad.
She had said, like, a lot of black men were saying how muscular she was and manly she was, but then when they started calling her, like, the greatest athlete of all time, all of a sudden dudes were coming out the woodwork like, oh, she's so fine, she's such a beautiful woman, she's just in the third. And then she said, like, every black dude she ever dated treated her like shit, and then when she got with him, it was completely different. And, like, I feel like you should be able to talk about your own experiences and say, like, no, men of color have treated me like shit. But in the same regard, I feel like if you're a celebrity, you kind of have to just hold that in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it kind of makes, like, a real big generalization.
Yeah. Like, even though it's, like, your own personal experience. And I just, like, I'm like, you could have just met a different white dude on a different day. He could have been a total asshole, you know, like. Granny wasn't, but.
Mm-hmm. I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
It's almost like you can't judge a whole race by one person. Yeah.
David is out here with the facts. My man said two words this whole podcast.
I'm making them count.
Mm-hmm. For black women, when they get upset about seeing a black guy move on to someone who isn't black, do you think that it's valid in regard to the fact that they don't frequently see themselves being chosen? Like, when we talk about this, Kanye West, and when he get on, he'll leave your ass for a white girl, that line would not have had as much power if it didn't feel true.
If it wasn't true, yeah.
If it didn't feel true, it would not have had that much power. And so, like, I feel like with black women, when I see black actresses on TV and stuff, and they show their husbands, most of the time their husbands are black. But then when mm-hmm. I see, like, black male entertainers in, like, basketball and football and actors, their wives aren't black. And I'm like, okay. Like, you don't think that... I am not saying that they are validated in coming for Jesse Williams and attacking this man and other black men who choose whichever woman that they want to love. I'm just saying, do you not feel that there is, like, some kind of, like, emotional response, which is why they say what they say?
I definitely think that could be true. If you've been put into, like, that many instances where it's proven
where nobody's choosing you.
Yeah, like, I definitely could understand, because, like, you feel like, y'all probably feel like, as black men, right, we should automatically choose y'all. Just like how... In most instances, y'all automatically choose us. I think, I remember some stat, it said that, like, in America, right, most people, they find their spouse intercommunally. So they'll find their spouse, like, most black people end up marrying another black person. Most black people, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, like, I think I want to say it was something like 94%. A black man married black woman, and then, like, that's 6%.
Yeah, at the age of, like, 98.
But 98% of black women marry black men, so it's like that 6% right there is like, yeah, it was like something wild like that. So it was pretty much like, out of all races, right, black men are the most likely to date outside their race, to date and marry outside their race.
Yo, this is just an unfortunate ass podcast, and I'm getting real.
Yeah, but like, it's. Like, I'm gonna be like, the numbers don't lie.
This is just, well, this too
let,
much.
Let David this, cheer too you much. Up because his is really great.
All right, so the first thing isn't really like lighthearted and fun.
No.
No.
Oh, well, nothing has been.
Yeah.
So,
especially for my black ass.
But there is some other like stuff that hasn't been like completely horrible. Right, that's good. All right, so first of all, when Star and I started dating, my ex, who I have the stepkids with, had a problem with me dating Star, and I think a lot of it came from like how like our relationship ended, and like it was just like I felt like it didn't matter who I was with next, it would be, she would find a problem, but, it was especially, like, intense because we're in an interracial relationship. So she had stalked Star on Facebook, you know, like you do, and she saw some of Star's public posts that were like, supportive of black people, and, you know, it was saying, like, support black-owned businesses and all that stuff. None of it was anti-white, but she was concerned that Star's crazy views would affect her kids. So she basically told me to, like, tell Star to keep her views to herself when she was around the kids. Tried to talk to her about it, like, she was kind of flipping out. Well, I was trying to explain that
to
Star's...
To his ex, not yeah, to me.
To the,
no, I get that.
That her posts...
I understood that real clear.
That her posts aren't, like, anti-white, that they're pro-black, you know? And that pro-black doesn't mean anti-white.
Can I hear in detail what that conversation was? I'm sorry. I'm not to be offensive here, but I just want to hear what that conversation between two white people is like.
It's mostly me... It's mostly me trying to explain, like, what Black Lives Matter is and, like, you know, all that stuff.
It was also a lot of him just going,
this is 2 + 2 = 4, quick maths.
Like, yes, exactly.
So, I mean, like, things now are better?
There was a point, okay, so you missed a key, well... Okay, so she asked him to talk with me.
Right.
And make sure I kept my pro-black opinions away from her children. So I refused to comply with that because, first of all, I might...
Hell yeah!
I might be extra, but also I'm not a mom.
You're black.
I'm black. And also, I'm not trying to indoctrinate anyone's kids, good or bad. David refused to tell her that I would like keep my opinions to myself or whatever. So things kind of died down after she cursed him out and didn't text him for the next few days, and then something else came up, and then a week or so later she was like, hey, you never, and I happened to be with him this time, she was like, hey, you never promised me that Star wasn't going to say anything to the kids, and I already talked to them about it anyway, like I already warned
when
them.
She said say anything. She really only meant, like, say anything, like, involving racism.
Like,
stuff?
Right. Support black people.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
On Wednesdays, we feast to Rodney King.
Harambe! Yeah.
And after we're done doing our West African dances, we... Yeah.
Got these kids in the box braids and dashikis.
Oh, boy.
We wrap our heads.
And died right
we
there.
Wrap our heads like Harriet. But we sing Negro spirituals. Way in the water.
Finally, I was like, so he was in this text conversation with her again, and I called my homegirl Quinn, and I was like relaying all this to her, and she was like,
at control all Quinn.
Yes, at control all Quinn. And she was like, Star, honestly, she was like, if you want to have a relationship with these kids, she's like, I know it's shitty, I know it's annoying, but like, you gotta just say yes, or she's gonna be on your back forever about it. I did not want to. Quinn did not want me to. David did not want me to. But finally, I was just like, David, just tell her yes so she will, like, go away for, like, 5 minutes. Like, I don't want to have this conversation anymore.
And the thing is, like, it was a situation that hadn't come up and, like, wouldn't
probably
come
never
up,
would.
Really. Like, yeah, so...
So she was making stuff up in her own mind.
Right, yeah. She had ideas.
So now, is she more or less like, all right, you know, like, Star, I don't care if you say, like, some kind of things. Like, if the kids ask, like, are you black? You can say that, but, like...
It hasn't really come up.
It has never come up.
It's not something that comes up with kids. Like, I've never been
around
little white
thing.
Kids, and they've been like, yo, is your skin, like, painted on? Or, like, they don't say no weird shit
right.
or nothing.
But, like,
you know?
If they would, like, you... You can just talk
it.
To him. Yeah, like, it's not a big deal. And the weirdest thing is, like, one of the kids' like longtime best friends is black, and like I don't know what she's thinking. I'm assuming it's just because it was, you know, me and my new girlfriend.
Then,
yeah. And I get that, but the way that it came out was...
Racist.
Fucked up.
Boom. Boom.
Right.
Boom.
Yeah.
David, do you take a lot of heat?
Like, in general life? Like...
Okay, no, no, no. Not, I mean in regards to you dating Star.
I don't think so. Not no, in general. No,
not like, at all.
Like, everybody else is just chilling with it. Yeah. Except for her.
I had a coworker who, like, she, like, saw that I was in a, you know, the Facebook relationship with Starlisha. Yeah. And she's like, okay, Starlisha, she's not white. And...
and how is she so sure?
Right, I know, it's crazy.
Now,
right?
Jameer.
So, so she talked to me about it. She was like, I saw her name was Starlisha, and I was like, okay, David, all right. Okay, good job.
Branching out.
The Star of David.
Oh, get out of here.
Hate it. I hate it.
She said she's lonely.
All right, so there's other struggles and challenges with interracial dating. We can't, it takes so long for us to take a picture. Because, like,
did y'all see that meme?
If
yes, what I mean? I've seen it. The oh. one where it's like the sunlight and the shade and the light. Yeah, that's our life.
Look, this is the worst part. Like, if you get her well lit, then you're getting the glare off of my head because I'm bald. But then, like, I'm washed out if she's well lit, and if she's not well lit, she's just gone.
What other challenges are there, honey?
So black hair is different than white hair.
Oh boy.
Okay, he doesn't mean color, y'all. He means the texture.
Yeah. Right, yeah. So we successfully did a twist one night. So I learned how to do that.
He's really good at it.
Twist
too.
Out.
Twist out.
He does a twist out.
Yeah. He's yep. really good at it.
Yeah. So I can get the back.
All right, then we see.
I can get the back while she does the front.
Gotta clean that kitchen up, you know.
The last thing that I wanted to say was, like, if you are in an interracial relationship, you're probably going to have to field questions from coworkers or friends, you know, whatever they are.
What if your coworkers and friends ask you?
This is, like, hypothetical. Like,
yeah, what if they ask you?
Nothing specific.
That could be worse.
David's like, I'm stepping in the stones.
I feel like hypothetical is often worse than reality. Other than your ex-girlfriend, what do you think has been the biggest challenge in our relationship?
Hold on. Before you answer that, can I just ask something?
Yeah.
Did you have stereotypes of black women before you dated a black woman?
Great question. I've never asked you that question.
I mean, like...
David's like, nah, I'm not answering that. I'm trying to get cheeks tonight. Y'all go fuck this up.
My mom can never hear this.
This is all getting edited out.
I mean, like, I think that there are stereotypes of black women, you know.
But did you have stereotypes of black women?
I don't know. Like,
that's what I
asked. I didn't really know, like, any black woman personally, you know, like.
It's also important to note, though, that David's mom and stepdad are very liberal.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like he grew up in a conservative...
Yeah.
You know, like, it wasn't a conservative environment necessarily where it was like, white equals pure, black equals bad, bad images from the media, blah, blah, blah. Any more so than, I feel like, the average white dude, you know?
Yeah.
Would you say that would be...
I got you.
Yeah, and like, my whole family's really open and accepting. You know, like, when I showed up with Star, like, they were cool, you know?
Yeah. I'm asking a set of guys. Yeah, like, are guys... And like, Star, from our perspective, but are guys more prone to just be like, girls equal vagina equals I'm going for it? Or, and, like, girls are just kind of like... Here's a guy. Are we going to match this way, this way, this way, this way, this way, this way? Or, like, I have these thoughts that he might work out this way. And then I'll, like, go forward. Because I hear, like, from a lot of dudes that they're always like, I really didn't have any preconceived notions. It's always like, she was cute. That's it.
Honestly, I feel like there's nothing depends. Else. So, like, for the most part, it's kind of sort of like that. But then whenever I've tried to talk to, like, white girls, right, it's kind of different. Because I'm more like, one of the first things that comes into my mind is, like, does she even like black people? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's the same thing when I talk to Asian girls, too. It's like, because I know, like, a lot of Asian girls from, like, where I'm from, they don't really care for black people too much at all. So I'm like, that's always the first thing that goes to my mind. Like, okay. Oh, she swiped right. That means that she actually, like, she likes black people enough. You know what I'm saying? So, like, at least I got that foot in the door. Or, like, so I guess it kind of depends. But for the most part, besides that, I'm not really thinking about anything else. It's like, okay, like, she's attractive. She at least thinks that black people are okay enough to swipe right. So, like, I guess, like, we could start talking now.
That's so interesting to me, because that I don't is not that, my experience not, that's, at all. Yeah.
So I don't either. Like, yeah. I know for me personally, it's more or less like, yeah, the thought passes your mind, like, okay, does this person like black women or like black people? But it's more or less like, what is this guy like?
What are his intentions? What are his motivations?
Because, yeah. Like, for me, I'm more concerned with a dude who's in terms of, like, interracial, like, dating and stuff, I'm more concerned with the dude who's looking to lose his black girl virginity than a dude who's actually, like, interested in me.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't look at men as just being like, oh, he's hot. Like, I'm going to talk to him. It's like, all right, if I choose to engage, am I being used in this? Am I being fetishized in this? Like, is it really common ground here? Like, all those things factor in.
Yeah.
And, like, if I do continue to pursue that person, then it becomes more or less like, do they meet this stereotype? Do they not meet that stereotype? Where do they fit in realms of, like, who I am? Getting past the whole, like, all right, she's cute, so, like, I like her, whatever right. thing. When you got past that and started, like, dating her, were there any, like, I don't know, were there fears or something you were like, I don't think I'm prepared for this?
Well, I definitely wasn't prepared for, like, the ex, like, doing all that.
Saying what she said.
Yeah, like, that was crazy. And I was like, is this how it's gonna be every day? Like... But it's not, like, I feel like, you know, there's horror stories about, you know, people, like, going to a restaurant and just, like, being looked at like crazy, but, like, I feel like that hasn't really happened with mm-hmm. us, you know, like, and I'm sure it will happen at some point, you know, but, I don't know, you just kind of have to be ready for that, you know that it might happen. But
are there a lot of interracial couples in Lancaster?
Oh,
or no?
Yeah,
that's probably why.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, my best friend Quinn, my homegirl Quinn, her husband
Control Quinn,
her husband
yeah, she's getting so much free press.
Everybody, all y'all better follow her. Yeah. Her husband's white, and she has horror stories. And she grew up in Lancaster. She grew up in the hood of Lancaster. Like, yeah, like the actual hood. Like, her whole family.
I mean, yeah, got horses.
No,
Daphne.
In the city.
Oh, no.
Her whole family still lives.
I ain't getting
shanked
by no cow. Oh, my gosh. That's all I know.
Sean, her husband, was talking about her at his job. And when she came into his work for the first time, his coworkers were like, oh, your wife's black?
She's black.
And he was like, yeah. And they're like, why didn't you tell us she was black? Like, they acted all offended that he had withheld this information. And he had been talking about her like, you know, a normal fucking human being. And they were all shocked and appalled. And they didn't hide it from her either. Like, they said it in front of her. Like, you didn't tell us she was black. What are you supposed to say to that?
white people white peopling. Oh my god.
Right? Right?
Well, how do you even... Hey guys, so like, let me tell you this quick story about what my wife did last night. By the way, she's black, just so you follow along. But it has nothing to do with her black. Like,
yeah, I don't know. So thankfully, that has not happened to us.
Yeah.
Thankfully.
I feel like y'all been living a sheltered interracial life. Y'all need some disaster and chaos. No, let me bring some to you.
No, we've had a little bit.
No, we good.
Nope.
Yeah, and for the record, like, his ex and I now chat, like, at sporting events. I'm becoming more and more hesitant to be like, that person's racist, even though, like, they say racist. You know, like, it's that touchy in between of wanting to acknowledge that what they said was racist and, like, bad. And not the ex specifically, but I'm talking people in general. Yeah. Like, right now, for where I am in my life, I'm like... Like Daphne said earlier, you never know about somebody. Like, it's hard to tell these days, you know?
First of all, Daphne was only saying this, like, a few months ago. Daphne got a little bit of her ass handed to her, okay? So, there's that.
And that's okay. There's like, that's okay,
and
too.
And it's fine. Yeah. It's great.
We're
it's
learning. Everyone's learning. Everyone's growing.
You know?
You discover more things about yourself every day. And
I discovered a whole heap, man. It unfolded real fast. Real. Jameer, did you ever interracially date?
No, not really.
All right, case closed.
Well, what do you consider as a date? What do you consider as, like, a date? Like, you mean, like, boyfriend, girlfriend? Or, like, actually been on a date?
Oh, my gosh, Daphne. This is the moment that Daphne and David officially became friends.
Daphne and I are best friends that never met. Like,
anyway, Jameer, you've never dated a white lady.
Well, what do you mean by dating?
Oh,
like, oh, well, oh, okay. Hold on. Cause y'all know I'll go there. So, Jameer.
Yeah.
You ever touched or tasted the white meat?
Yes. Now, you know exactly how white Lehigh is. Don't play. Honestly, like, just off my college experience, I've been with way more white people than girls of color. But I think it's more because, like...
How? I never see you with white people.
I'm with white people all the time. But I try not to let my, like, my own views come out in class for the most part. Especially because I'm the only black person anyway, so everyone always assumes I'm really liberal anyway. But yeah, like, besides that, like, the conversations are cool. Because, like, most people I talk to, they're just, like, they're either into, like, theater and stuff, too. Or they're into, like, just, like, I don't know, like, music and shit.
Am I the only person that's never been with a white person? Wow. Me and David out here.
Get out of here, both of you. Oh my gosh.
David already stepped into the territory. Meanwhile, I'm over here like...
I stay shut, though. I'm just staying shut.
I'm thankful that you didn't lean your little ass up in that camera.
I thought about it, though. I'm too tired. So, David, any other final words you would like to say about interracial dating?
I think if you have never thought about it, I'm not saying that you need to give it a try, but don't be closed off to the idea. I think while it presents challenges, it's also, something that can really open your mind to different opinions, different cultures, different, all that stuff.
Seasonings.
Yep.
Yeah.
Just throwing that out there. Well, thank you for talking with us, David. I know we are a handful. We are messy people.
But it's great.
It was great. Yep.
Very messy people. But yeah, you can take us out.
Be sure to catch the peas next week with new content, commentary, and mess. Episodes are posted each Tuesday at 7 p.m.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.